Good evening. It's good to be with you this evening, and as I think I've met all of you, I'm Larry Marshall, and I'm pinch hitting for Pastor Hannah and others, but welcome tonight, and I pray that God's Spirit will touch us in a very special way through God's Word, and it's the inspired Word of God, so that means God breathed, and so I pray that the breath of God will breathe into our lungs that powerful Spirit, and we will have a sense of God's presence. May God's Spirit touch our lives, and as we open our heart to hear God's Word. Tonight I will be sharing verses from Psalm 139. It is a Psalm of David. Hear this word. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalm 139, a psalm of David. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty far for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even then your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will be not dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer and anointing for you or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light the candle, take communion, or exit the worship center. A reading from Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the lights become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. A reading from Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. One of the family dynamics that I have is that my mother, on her side of the family, there were 10 kids. My mother was number 9 of 10. And one of the things that worked out for me as her son was that most of my first cousins were 20 or so years older than me. But I have two cousins who are the same age, two young ladies. I call them young ladies because they're the same age as me. But one lives in Philadelphia, and one lives out in Pueblo, Colorado. And the one in Pueblo, Colorado, she's like me. We're dog lovers. And occasionally I will call both my two, which they're like sisters to me, my two cousins, just to check in, just to connect again, even though we are so many miles apart. And I remember this one time I called out to Pueblo, Colorado, and usually my cousin Barb answers and we have a nice conversation. Well, when I called, her husband, which is very rare, he answered the phone. And I said, hi, Jim. This is Larry. How are you doing? And we exchanged pleasantries, and he finally said, well, you probably want to talk to Barb, but she's not available right now. Right now, she's chasing the dog down the street. Well, if you're a dog lover, you understand that I've had many, many dogs in my lifetime, and I suspect that most of them at some point have either wandered off or ran away, and I've had that experience of chasing the dog down the street. Now, why do we go through that? Well, for me, it's even though we might call the dog names, the dog is a part of the family, and we love that dog dearly. Well, when I read Psalm 139, one of the things that comes to mind about our God is that if we wander off, if we go a little bit astray, or even run away, God chases after us. God is even out ahead of us. We think we can get away. And it makes me think of Jonah. Jonah, that story is such a simple story, but it has such theological depth to it. As we know, Jonah was called by God to go to Nineveh. Jonah didn't like the Ninevites. He would rather that they, you know, burn in hell. And yet God called him to go and preach, and maybe that they would relent and come to God. What did Jonah do? He ran away. And then when he ran away, he faced all of these adversities. First, he got on a ship to go way far away, and a storm came up. And in those days, a storm, you know, many people believed that in the storm was God. God was angry at somebody. And so Jonah raised his hand and said, I think it's me. So what did they do? They threw him overboard. And then Jonah is swallowed by a whale and is in the whale for 3 days. And finally, the whale spits him out. And I would suspect by then, Jonah was ready to do God's bidding and God's call. Because you know why? Because God loved Jonah. He could have said, you know, Jonah, since your heart's not into it, I'm not going to even ask you to go. But he had Jonah go through all of that adversity to come back to where he was at the beginning. And he went, even though he wasn't happy about it. And God and Jonah saved those Ninevites. God forgave them of their sin. In the New Testament, I think of in Luke 15, where Jesus tells the story of the shepherd who, you know, has 100 sheep. One wanders off, goes astray. And what does he say? He goes and seeks out that one lost sheep. And when he finds that one lost sheep, guess what? He celebrates. But he left the 99, which doesn't make any sense. And that's the whole point of Psalm 139. I think David is a guy who, he's a man after God's own heart, right? And he did some wonderful things. I mean, David, you know, he slew Goliath. He was the only one who believed that God could conquer this giant. And then he calls David to be king, even though David's the youngest of in the family of, what, seven boys? But David got in trouble. He wandered off, didn't he? He lost his way with Bathsheba. And he suffered for that, his family. His son Absalom actually went out to try to kill him and overthrow David's kingship. And so I don't quite know when David wrote this Psalm 139, but it's so powerful, it would almost take us a Bible study to just go through each line, because each one is so precious and so powerful, but it says this over and over and over again. God seeks us out. God knows us. God is omniscient, all-knowing. God is all-powerful, omnipotent, and God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. And so we may sometimes go astray. We may sometimes wander off, but the good news is God's already waiting for us, just like the father was waiting for the prodigal son when he came back and came to his senses. We come here to these meditative services for various reasons. Some of us sometimes come because we've had a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, maybe even a bad year. And we just are looking for something. Maybe we're looking for God's call upon our life. God will call us and lead us to where he wants us to be and to go. But we're also here maybe for someone else, because we know that they're hurting, and we maybe feel sometimes just powerless. And yet, Psalm 139, David understood, maybe later in life, but he understood that God knows us. God searches us, our souls. And even if we're going to the highest heavens, or even in the depths, that means Sheol, the place of the dead. Even in the place of the dead, God is there. And it makes me think of Jesus' death and resurrection. That's something to hold on to, isn't it? That we believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his Son, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried. And on the third day, what? He arose from the dead. So, dear friends, tonight, as we share in the bread and the cup, let us be reminded of Jesus. You know, you remember in Matthew that Joseph was going to divorce Mary once he heard that she was with child. And what happened? Joseph had a dream. And an angel came and said, go ahead and marry. You know, take Mary as your wife. And he was affirmed. He was settled. God was with him, even though he didn't understand how she could be pregnant by the Holy Spirit. But that particular text, it says, and here's the sign that you will know. They will call him Emmanuel, which does mean God with us. So may we, as we share in the bread and the cup tonight, be reminded that God is with us. God chases us down only because he loves us so much and wants us to be a part of his family. Amen.